I said it a little bit in my prayer earlier, but the psalm that, and specifically the verse that the team was really praying, felt like the Lord gave us as a banner over our trip was Psalm 71:16, which says, "With the mighty acts of God I come, I will remind them of your righteousness and yours alone." And the idea in that verse is that what we have is nothing and what he has is everything. And so if anything's going to be done that benefits the people of God or the glory of God, it's going to all come from him. Be careful when you take a verse like that as your banner over your mission trip, because the Lord saw to it that he stripped away everything that we would have liked to have come with. The first and maybe the biggest blow was getting to the airport and realizing that our main women's teacher and my mom with passport issues wasn't able to go on the trip at all. And so we had two conferences full of women excited to come and hear the word of the Lord from her. She was on the radio in Uganda. Her name was, the advertisements were going out, and she wasn't coming. And it just kind of followed from there. No luggage for 3 days, I think it was. And we didn't have anything except the mighty acts of God. And I guess my testimony from that trip to you this morning would be that was enough. The Lord, we lacked no good thing as a team. And the people that we ministered to lacked no good thing because he was present, ministering to us and through us to the people of God. It was really an amazing reminder of the way that the might of God is stronger than all of the strength of man combined that we would have preferred to include alongside the might of God. And he didn't leave that as an option for us. But beloved, when you find yourself in a situation where all you have is the might of God, you have a sufficient supply. And the Lord proved himself over and over and over again. Little ways like clothes and big ways like as Lauren and Abby taught the ladies. And so many ways in between that he was enough. And we saw him do great things. So I praise his name.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Good. Yes, that was the verse. That was the banner verse, as you heard Nathan say. We lost all our luggage. So physically, Chandler and I got sick. Praise the Lord, it was only for a day. But also, I've been reflecting on the Lord truly, personally, just rended my heart. Spiritually, physically, emotionally, was at the end of myself. And even the night before, Abby and I had the privilege of speaking the word of God to these mothers in the faith, I cried and I cast myself at the feet of God and I said, I need your wisdom. I need your help. I have nothing to offer these women. But when we call on the name of God and we ask for wisdom, he gives wisdom. And so in the mighty deeds of the Lord, Abby and I went and God came in wonderful ways, and also just being exhorted by my brothers of clinging to the word of God and that being sufficient. We don't lean on our own understanding. We don't lean on our emotions. It's the word of God that has power to save, and the word of God that impacts the heart of his believers, and that's what we stand on. And so I got to, that was embodied, that happened. I was able to really, truly step into that. So I was so thankful, and the women responded with praise to God. They and then afterwards were ministering to one another. I mean, they were standing up, and we all entered into a time of intercession as sisters across the globe together, worshiping God, praying. God was with us. And so that is my testimony of that time. God came. He used weak and broken vessels to minister his word to people. And so another thing, highlight was Tororo Rock. One day, day I got sick, we climbed up this ginormous rock, and it took probably an hour. It was steep, very steep. But when we got to the top of that rock, we were with the students, a lot of the Youth Ablaze students who were going out, I don't know if you guys know, and ministering to unreached people groups. And so while we were up there, after we caught our breath, we all joined hands and we prayed together and we worshiped God on the top of this rock, and we prayed for the nations. Everybody went to the one side of the rock and prayed. And God opened my eyes to see what these people really are doing. They and it's not because they're mustering up anything. They see something about Jesus that I want to see. They see the worthiness of Jesus Christ, and they are laying down their lives because he's worthy and no other reason. And so I was very, very, very sobered by that and was driven to want to know God more because of what I saw in these people. And then I'm probably exceeded 2 minutes, but I also should speak to the dance. We danced in the rain inside a church in Africa, and basically it was just awesome. So
I'll explain later, yeah. I will just go from that. The joy in worship was one of the first things that I was really encouraged by, in that they really worshiped as if Jesus is alive, which he is. And there obviously is some cultural aspect as well, but there was a way that I know all of us were encouraged as we saw them giving heart, mind, soul, body in worship. And so what Lauren was talking about, as we were singing the song that we just sang together, the rain started and there were holes big time in the roof. And everybody just started dancing, and power went out, and they just kept singing, dancing, worshiping to that song for a while. And it was just one of those moments where that was probably one of the really significant moments of seeing, being a part of worshiping with the nations. It was really amazing. One another thing, I have kind of four quick things. One was worship, one was prayer, one was a laying down of lives, and one was the giving of the word. And one moment, we had all had the opportunity to go to different churches on Sunday morning and give the word, and I had the opportunity to lead kind of like a little short devotional. And as I stood up there, and I know Nick was with me too, and we both kind of had this moment of being overwhelmed with the gift of being able to give the word to these people, and the gift we have in having the word of God and the treasure it is, and then being able to share it with the Ugandan believers, who many of them older than me and have lived faithfully before the Lord, and having this gift, and really humbled to be able to do that. Prayer was really encouraged by their prayer. They are people that pray. And I think the moment that hit me the most was we were able to pray for the missionaries that we went to partner with, Jesse and Rochelle. And the group setting, they were wanting to bless them, send them out because they're getting ready to move to Kenya. And Lauren and I were kind of right in the middle, and I think Nick was there, huddled in the middle, praying for them. And surrounding us were Ugandan believers who just began to lift up their voices and pray for them and bless them for their faithful ministry. These people loved Jesse and Rochelle and were so thankful for the way that they poured out their lives in giving them the word of God and training them so that they could be faithful witnesses to Africa and the unreached people in Africa. And that being said, another moment was seeing the students of Youth Ablaze, who are the ones that are being trained to go to the unreached people groups, seeing these African students stand on the stage and one of them say to the congregation, "We know that this might mean our blood, but we want to see Jesus preached to the ends of the earth, to the unreached peoples." And so just really challenge. We come away knowing that God used us as servants to give to them, but very spurred on by them as well. So
I just want to say amen to Abby's testimony about the worship. I was so challenged, convicted, and encouraged in the way that they loved worship. I mean, we would sing that song for 30 minutes and just jumping and dancing. And the tempo of the conferences, we would sit through teaching, worship, and it would roll right into another teaching, and worship, and right into another teaching, and worship. And so their breaks, their rest, was worship. They just loved doing that. And so they would, their breather, their recoup was just an hour of worship, and then we'd go right back into, so very full days. But I think probably my biggest testimony is the word. We heard over and over again through our brothers here, just the word, the word, the word. Trust the word, love the word, learn it, be in it, study it, and preach it. So challenged in my own walk to be a man who trusts the word, who sees the word as sufficient, who depends on it, who loves it, who studies it, who learns it. Just seeing, I don't want to steal your thunder, but me and Mark had the privilege of going to a church, and we got to meet the pastor afterwards. We both were able to share a little bit and were able to have lunch with the pastor afterwards, and just seeing how in Africa, all they have is the Bible. All they have is the Word of God. And so there's, you know, well, what kind of weird doctrine or what kind of weird off-base stuff are we going to encounter? And just able to speak with him and ask him questions and what are you struggling with? What do you need prayer for? And just seeing his testimony being, we need help against these false doctrines. We need prayer and the Lord to be our sufficiency in the Word, and seeing how I'm a Christian in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I have the word of truth before me and can learn it and love it. And there's a pastor in Africa who it's not a simple choice among doctrines. It's not just, well, what kind of doctrines am I going to learn from the word? Like, it is the word of truth. There is only one truth, and the Lord's faithful to bring that to his church, whether that's in Africa or Knoxville. And so there's just, I don't know if that makes sense, but there's just a way, like, I was so struck that, Lord, you are faithful to reveal yourself in your word as the truth, no matter who's reading it, no matter who is preaching it. There, you are faithful to your people in revealing yourself in truth. And so I was so blessed by that and challenged to be in the word more.
Amen. Well, as I was thinking about what the Lord did over this past 10 days, the phrase that really came to mind was Christ's phrase in Matthew 16 when he says, I will build my church. And that is what we saw our Lord Jesus doing, is he is in the business of building his church. And we saw him do that in several different and unique ways. One has already been touched on, in that we saw the Lord be so strong in our weakness that when Kathy wasn't able to come, and then we get there and we meet Rochelle in the guest house, and Rochelle says, where's Kathy? And then we have to share what happened there. And then she tells us right after that that Billy, one of the other main speakers of the conference, also couldn't make it last minute. And then Nathan looks at Nick and I and he says, well, you guys are up. So at this big community-wide conference, Nick and I had a day to prepare for a message to share, and the Lord was so faithful in our weakness just to be strong and his strength to be perfected in our weakness. And we saw that in so many different ways with the sicknesses, and was really meditating on 2 Timothy 4. We were training the pastors, taking them through 2 Timothy, and in 2 Timothy 4, I was really challenged by where Paul says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. And there are so many out of season moments that the Lord brought to us, and he was so faithful. As we looked to him, he allowed us to share in his strength to be perfected. So the Lord was building his church in our weakness. And as Chandler said, he's also building his church in allowing us to see these faithful Ugandan men and women, these faithful Ugandan pastors who are faithfully ministering every day. I think Sunday was a highlight for all of us probably when we got to go to three different churches. Nathan was with Jesse and Rochelle's local church. Chandler and I were with another larger church in the city. And then Nick and Abby and Lauren were in a village church near the Kenyan border. And we all three groups came back and were just so encouraged by the labor of these local pastors, and so encouraged by the zeal that these Africans have for the Lord, having so much less than we do. They're just joyous and zealous for the Lord. And we felt like as we were able to give a rich deposit of the word, we were also able to share and receive from them. And in that, the Lord is building his church. And the last way I saw the Lord building up his church is just the way that we were able to receive as a team. I felt like all of us were able to vocalize that we could all receive from one another. As Nick was up sharing, or as Nathan was up sharing, or as the worship team was up worshiping, I was fed. And so I felt like I could then go and pour out in a greater place of strength, because this team was being fed by the ministry of the African pastors and also by ourselves, which is just so the way the Lord works. So just felt really supported in that. And so the Lord is building his church here and all the way across the world in Uganda, and we're thankful for that.
Well, praise God. We did have a very privileged time to be there in Uganda. There was, I think, the first thing that struck me as unique and as a very tangible work of God in that place was the openness among the people of that city to hear the gospel and to hear the word of God. That we know is only a supernatural work of God, because we know no one seeks for him lest he draw them. And so I hadn't even made this connection until I heard a couple of you all talking about the rainstorm, in which the rain poured in through the roof and you all were in a time of worship. I was with two of the Youth Ablaze students. And these young men are preparing to go to usually very hostile Muslim missionary situations. And these were some of the first-year students. And we had just gone out and gone through several of the streets in the city and were worshiping. And in that rainstorm, under a little shack in the market, there was a young man that we witnessed to that called out upon the name of the Lord in that same time during that rainstorm. So that was, I hadn't even put that together until just now. That was a highlight. If I could just ask you to pray for a young man named Ahmed during that same afternoon, a Muslim young man. He was just almost broken in tears, saying, "I want to believe in Jesus. I want to be converted, but my family will hate me and kill me, and they'll disown me, and I'll have nothing." And I just pleaded with him to count the cost, that Jesus would be sufficient for him. And so we commit him into the hands of the Lord. I don't know how that is going at this point in time, but I know that the Lord is drawing him. So just an incredible, incredible openness that I saw among many of the people for the gospel, just among that city. The second thing I think that impressed me so much was just the Spirit of Christ at work in those pastors, especially during our pastors' conference. When we had some days we'd have 50, maybe as many as 60 pastors there. Sometimes they would have to go out and work or whatnot. They had other responsibilities. We might only have 35 or 40, but just this, to see the Spirit of truth at work in the monks, these pastors there, just incredible, across the world, across cultures, across everything, that the same Jesus that we worship and serve is the same Jesus that they worship and serve. And they are confronted daily with, I would say, so many things. I can't put words all the way around it, but we need to pray for these faithful men to remain faithful and to be encouraged and strengthened in their faith through God's word, to hold fast to their confession. And I think probably the last thing that was just impressed upon me was just the Lord working in my own heart and my own life to be patient and gentle and kind among those brethren, that maybe they don't see things the way that I think that they should see them. The Lord maybe hasn't brought them to that place of something that I would think should be, but just the Lord just convicted me of that a place of pride, and just granted me a gentle gift of repentance, and just to love and serve among those brothers as brothers. And so that was my time.
Thank you all so much for your